In Yishtabach, we find the number 15 a few times. There are 15 specific praises of Hashem. There are 15 words after the beginning of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. So this idea of 15 is also related not only to the 15 steps where the Levim would stand and sing praises to Hashem, but it's also found in the context of the name of Hashem, Yud-Kei, Yud in the letter Hey, which in Gematria is 15. In Sefer Yeshayahu, and actually we read this in Uvala Tzion every day, we say, Ki v'ka Hashem tzur olamim, that Hashem formed, He created the world with Yud and Hey. Rabbi Monk, in his Sefer, Tfilah explains that in the word Yud and Hey, so we have the creation of the world, in a sense. The letter Yud, with the perfect decimal, reflects to the perfect world of the future that was created. And the letter He, which is means five, so that is an imperfect world. So Hashem created a perfect future world, an imperfect present world, and our job is to get from the imperfect world to the perfect world through the blueprint of Torah. So this is this world where we have this ideal and we have the real, and our job is to get from the real to the ideal. And in the Yishtabach, we say we don't refer to Hashem as Tzur Olamim, but we praise Hashem as Chei HaOlamim, that Hashem didn't merely cause the world to come into fruition, but Hashem is the constant source of everything, of Chei HaOlamim. He's eternally sustaining the world and providing life to all worlds. And this is how we are praising Hashem, not only praising Hashem of this wonderful world that He created, but He created a world which provides us with the opportunity to partner with Hashem to transform the world, mikoach el hapoel, from the possibility of perfection to becoming perfect.